Good morning. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and today we're talking to the wonderful, the fabulous, the talented, the gorgeous, my friend Jennifer Williams. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. I'm going to hire you to introduce me to everyone.
Well, it's, you know, I'll just introduce you every morning, just to yourself, as long as you can hear it to yourself. You are directing a show coming up at CPAC.
I am, and I'm very excited about it.
Tell me, first of all, I know absolutely nothing about the script on purpose before we talked because
awesome.
I want you to tell me. It's a first of all, it's a one-person show.
It is. It is double cast, though. You know, community theater, you never know what's going to happen. So having two people to, you know, hand the show off in case something
and
happens.
And two wonderful people, which we'll talk about them in a minute.
Yeah, amazing, yeah. Amazing. Also, it's a huge commitment. I mean, to be by yourself on a stage for – you know, an hour essentially. So I'm, yeah, it's great.
So this show is called Every Brilliant Thing. Mm-hmm. What is the show about?
Every Brilliant Thing by Duncan McMillan. And it's kind of an autobiographical piece. We start when this young man is 7 years old. And he takes us through his life. So in a way, it's a coming-of-age story. And we follow him from 7 until, you know, mid-40s probably. And he begins at 7 years old writing a list of every brilliant thing that makes life worth living in response to his mother's first attempt at suicide. So it's heavy in that it does discuss, you know, depression and suicide. But it's also very funny. And very sweet. It's a very gentle play. Mm-hmm. It's almost you almost get whiplash as you listen because you know one moment something is hilarious and then he speaks to being the child of a you know a suicide survivor, and it doesn't make light of the situation at all. It you know,
but it's human.
It approaches it very compassionately. But it also – life is like that. Life is not all bad, all good, all anything. And you know, like Truvy in Steel Magnolias, you know, laughter through tears is my favorite emotion.
Yes.
That's what this sort of feels like.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's very human. It's very kind. And I really just – the fact that he's making this list, it's really fun to watch him go from 7 – to 17, to 27.
And what you determine.
You know, what is important to you? What makes life worth living at all of these different stages of life? And, you know, so we're hearing it from his perspective. But, you know, also in the storytelling, you can see secondhand, you know, what his mother's life was like, what his father's life was like, what his wife's life turns into. It's just it's a very interesting script, and I don't think it's been done anywhere nearby. It's not new, but
how did you choose the script?
It was chosen by the staff at CPAC, you know, for their backstage series. And as soon as I knew that they were doing it, I was like, oh, please let me be part of this.
And you had read the script before, so you were already familiar with the show. So when you opened the show up to auditions, did you have a good turnout? People came and
we did. We had a really good turnout. You never know what you know, who's going to show up for you know community theater, and sometimes it's very small, sometimes it's gigantic. This was plenty of people, and we had a good time. You know, with the rehearse or the audition process, because I did a little bit of improv in it. That's one thing that I think makes the script really fun is, you know, yes, it is a monologue, but our narrator pulls people from the audience to interact with. And it's, you know, it's not scary. You know, the audience shouldn't be afraid of this. But he does pull, I think, four different people to do a little bit of improv with. And then also as he's discussing his list – it's a call and response if you're Presbyterian. He will say a number, and people in the audience will have a card with that brilliant thing. And so the audience is responding with his brilliant things.
I love that.
It's really nice. And I'm really going to try to lean into that because the backstage series, just by its nature, feels a little more interactive because you're right there on the stage. If you haven't been to one before, it's really fun to be up close with the actors to really be able to watch them. But in this case, you're not only going to be, you know, up there close to them, you're part of the situation. Mm. And I just it's really going to be fun.
Oh, I love this. Okay, we're going to be talking more with Jennifer Williams when we come back in just a few moments on the scene. We're back on the scene. We're talking with Jennifer Williams, who is directing the upcoming production of Every Brilliant Thing happening at CPAC in February. Jennifer, this is a, it's not a heavy script, but it's not a light script. It's a script that talks about a suicide and then the child that grows up as a survivor of a suicide. And but as with all things, as with life, even in the heaviness and the darkness, there's laughter. And you say this, there's a lot of really funny moments in the show.
Yeah, very, very, very funny, very sweet, very natural.
I like the way that you described it before, where you said it's gentle. You know, mm-hmm. it handles the you know, the subject matter gently, and you have cast two fabulous actors.
I'm so lucky.
That will be rotating in and out of this role. They'll both get a chance to play it. They'll both have different shows, or one is on standby. How does this work?
They are rehearsing separately and together, just because it feels very lonely, I think.
To be there all by yourself.
Sure. So we're doing both of that. And they will alternate nights. And so, you know, it's totally going to be worth seeing it twice so that you can see
totally
each of the two
shows.
Actors. Also, because of the audience participation, it's going to be different every night for
who,
them.
Who are your two actors?
Patrick Manley and Michael Ebenichko. I've worked with both of them before, just both really brilliant. I hate to use the word again, but brilliant actors. They're so, so open and talented and fun. And it's interesting because when I cast them to work together, because I think they each have different strengths. Mm. And I think together they're going to enjoy the rehearsal process mm-hmm. and sort of learn from each other. It's definitely going to be a challenge, new challenge for me as a director,
which
is also exciting.
Do they have any kind of fears, qualms about holding the whole show as a one-man show?
Oh, of course.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. But these guys are both very experienced.
Sure.
So, you know, they're not novices coming in and just, you know, and trying to be on stage for the first time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and we've only met a couple of times where we'll start real rehearsals after the holidays. But, yeah, we've discussed, you know, all of the things that could go wrong and how challenging it is to be by yourself and how challenging it is to interact with the audience. Mm. So, yeah.
I will say that, too, when you're directing and you're sitting behind the casting table, did you have an idea of what you wanted the show to be, or were you completely a blank page? Did they come in? What did they come in and bring that you thought, oh, this is a direction I want the show to go?
There aren't really any particular restrictions on age or gender for this character. So I went into it trying to be really open. And I thought it might be fun to cast two very opposite people, male, female, young, old, you know, something like that. But what I ended up with was two men who are very close in age, you know, very similar in stature and coloring and everything else. I didn't do that on purpose. But they both just... they seem to me to have enough comedic timing as well as sensitivity to be able to handle the role.
Yeah. What kind of crew does this type of show have? For a one-person show, a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of moving parts and things happening.
There are. There will, of course, be, you know, a light person, a sound person, and our wonderful stage manager, Lisa Fuller.
Oh, Lisa Fuller is your stage manager.
She's so good.
She's so
wonderful.
Good.
So, I mean, that's the basis of it. I don't want to give too much away about, you know, how we're going to set it up, but I'm also going to be using some actors in stagehand roles in the pre-show.
Hmm.
We want to do a few little things to make people kind of comfortable in the space and start interacting before the show even starts.
Ooh, fun. Okay. I'm excited. I look forward to that.
So everything's going to happen up on the stage. We're going to move the bar up there and, you know, just so all of your pre-show time, you won't be spending it in the lobby. You'll be spending it on the stage.
Okay. As a director who is also an actor, do you find yourself ever trying to give line readings? Do you find yourself wanting to do you see yourself in the role and try to guide it that way, or do you completely hands off and try to take that out of your head?
Well, I try not to give a direct line reading because, you know, your actors need to be free to do what they think is right.
Sure.
I do find myself sometimes saying a line or doing an action because I'm not as verbal as I'd like to be. So since I'm not, able to express myself as clearly, sometimes I will do that. But then I try to always say, but don't do it just like me. You don't have to. This is just what I was thinking.
Yeah, I love that. What is your favorite thing about this show?
I think the duality of it, the duality of it, the fact that, in one line, you're saying something that is very funny. And then the very next moment, he's making a very serious statement. Mm. So it's
breaking your heart and tickling your funny bone. Oh. We'll be back on the scene in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more with Jennifer Williams about the upcoming production of Every Brilliant Thing. You are back on the scene. This morning we are talking with Jennifer Williams. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We are here talking about Every Brilliant Thing coming up at Cookeville Performing Arts Center in February. And this is a one-man show. And it's a show that deals with a heavy topic, but it presents it in a gentle and loving and kind, lighthearted way. This script came to you. CPAC chose this script, and you said, I want to direct it. I love this material so much. Michael Evanichko and Patrick Manley are taking turns starring in this role in the show. Mm-hmm. What can people expect from a backstage show? If someone has never come to see a backstage performance at CPAC, what does that feel like for an audience member?
It feels very, very different, I think, from having a main stage proscenium show, just because you are so much more intimately seated. Mm-hmm. It's like sort of like a black box experience because it is small, because, the sets are limited. The budget can be smaller and, they're able to do a little bit more out there productions. Mm-hmm. I think that's really fun to be able to do something that is a little more experimental. Now, not that this is an experimental play. It's a one person, monologue.
Sure.
With a little bit of, interaction dialogue. But still, it's more fun to me to be able to look an actor in the eye. As an actor, I think it's really fun to do. We always talk about not breaking the fourth wall. But anytime I've done a production, either as an actor or director, standing on the stage, if you are giving some kind of, monologue or you have some long speech, I love looking out in the audience and just locking eyes with the people. And sometimes it makes people uncomfortable. But, theater should maybe make you uncomfortable a little.
Yeah, well, you don't go there just to be unchanged, right?
Oh.
You want to leave and feel something. I love that the backstage atmosphere, because there's such a chemistry between the cast and the audience in any production. That's the best difference between film and theater. Is that you feel what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. You can tell if your jokes are landing. You can feel if they're upset. And the backstage series really brings it that much closer. Yeah. You really are. It's almost like a dance between the two.
Yeah. And as an actor, if you're on a stage, yes, you can feel the audience and feel their reactions from, across the orchestra pit. Mm-hmm. But when they're 4 and 5 feet away from you, it's a thrilling a performance.
Yeah, yeah. Do you listen to the podcast Smartless at all?
No.
Okay, so Sean Hayes I just love Sean Hayes. Okay. And he has this wonderful question that he always asks theater people, and he says, tell me your most awful theater story ever. Like when something went wrong backstage, or you went up on a line, or you fell into an orchestra pit. And I would just love to know yours.
Mine happened just recently. I was in a show back in August, and I was on stage with one other person, and I 100% blanked.
Oh, no.
It has been my nightmare for 45 years.
Oh, no.
And I've said the wrong line. I've said a version of I've said other people's lines. Sure. But I have never
completely
just been
blank. What did your co-actor do?
God love her. This was her first real production.
Oh, no.
And she was a wonderful actress. Wonderful actress and a great scene partner. But she looked at me, and her eyes got big, and I thought, she can't help me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get off stage the way the set was. I couldn't, walk off.
No.
I wasn't anywhere close to anybody from, backstage that could whisper something to me.
Oh, no.
It was horrifying. But it only lasted for a little while, and my director was in the audience.
Oh.
I know, which you would think would be the worst thing.
It's really the best. It's supportive.
Well, it was that night because I don't know if you've ever been backstage when something's happening in the park.
Oh.
There was a giant concert happening. You could hear the noise from outside, okay, which was distracting. And my director, God love her, stood up and said, I'm going to ask if we could just take a second because the outside noise has been so distracting. It's really difficult for my actors, yada, yada, yada. She just talked for like two or three sentences, during which time I looked at my scene partner. I said, feed me a line. I need something.
Anything.
And she did. And so as soon as – it was Kim Frickwalker was my director. As soon as she stopped speaking, I immediately said my next line and we just moved on. It just – it was that
– genius.
It was just that moment that – and, you know, I had somebody say, oh, weren't you, you know, upset that she interrupted your scene? I was like, oh, no, God, no.
She threw me a life raft.
No, she saved me because I – yeah, that I had – seriously, I'd had nightmares about that for 45 years, first time it happened. But now it happened. And
now it's over. And you know that you can live through it.
I know that I can live through it.
It did not kill you.
I did, you know, technically die on stage. But
just for a moment.
But I didn't die in reality.
Kim revived you.
Yeah, that was awful. It was absolutely awful. But, you know, again, picked up. The scene went on with the same energy level. It was fine. And during the curtain call, I kind of wiped my brow and went, whew, and the audience laughed and they were with me.
Yeah.
Well, like, they're so sorry about that.
I love that so much.
Oh, God, it was awful.
Well, I hope nothing like that happens at every brilliant thing. But if it does, I know that they will brilliantly handle it or you will be in the audience ready to stand and save them.
Hi.
If you're just tuning in, Every Brilliant Thing with Jennifer Williams in directing chair again. I'm so lucky that they have you to direct the show.
Oh, thanks.
It's a beautiful script. It's a beautiful story. You've got some wonderful actors. And the show opens October 14th.
No, February 14th.
Deleting. The show opens February 14th and closes February 22nd. There are only 8 performances. It is a small seating space as part of the backstage series at CPAC. So get your tickets.